problem.
Sunshine.
Morning, how's it going?
I'm so sorry, doing 55 and 55.
Being behind, I'm about an hour and 15 minutes behind this morning. Truck got stopped after he left Ashland.
The DOT?
Sausage and stuff. That was phenomenal.
Yep. Absolutely.
good bit to cook at the house. Love cleaning it up. But that place up in Gatlinburg, when we went in there, I bought two huge bacon presses and stuff, and they'll just have little nicks and dings in them, and you get them for cheap as, man, I just couldn't believe how cheap they were. And then you can mix and match pot lids and everything else. That's the way to go.
Every time we go out, we always make a stop there, whether we buy anything or not.
Y'all volunteering to cook a bunch of stuff in the cast iron Dutch oven?
Can't speak for it. I think I know what he's going to say, but we'd love to do that, just have everybody over to the house.
You go up there and do it when we went to look at Patrick's property and look at those creeks.
10-4 TFW Moore. Good morning, guys.
We're going to let a bunch of people converge on his place. I'd love to do that.
I'll make the bread and I'll make the apple cobbler.
I'll make the mess of Cornish hens and anything else anybody wants to throw on the list.
After we eat them and get back down in the creek, it might sound like gunfire.
He's not going to want to ride home, is
he? Sound.
It's a s'mores dip in a Dutch oven, but you just cook it in, you know, you just heat it up in the oven, but it's just the Hershey's and the marshmallows on top, and you take the graham crackers and dip down in there. Man, that stuff's good. I hate cleaning it, but it's good.
It's not worth eating.
Imagine with all that melted Hershey syrup and that cast iron and the marshmallows get all kind of roasted on top of it.
You're making me hungry. Come on in here, Ken.
All right.
I'm get a Bojangles marshmallow biscuit.
I'm back with the cheddar bows.
Parties would go to serve at breakfast 24 hours. The fans was a little more active yesterday for some reason. Did y'all get that out of it, or is that just me?
On yesterday morning, Romeo 5 Alpha Japan out of Russia was holding 20 meters hostage. When I say that, I'm talking about he was strong. He's like 15 to 20.
After I took my nap yesterday when I got home from work, and some guy calling from the island of Malta, right below Italy, and I couldn't pull him out hard. I could hear him, I could get his call sign, but, and he would just fade into nothing.
Good luck.
Operator from there, and he, once I made contact with him, then he wanted me to get his buddy on the other side of the island, but I really couldn't hear him.
I hear some DX conversations, and they'll kind of carry on a conversation as they go. It's not really a rag chew, but a little short conversation. And there's the other DX where it's the basics, you know, the signal report, all right, you know, 7-3s, and then he moves on to the next. But it's just really weird how different people do it, but I guess it's, you know, it's their own style.
They're on all the time, pretty regular. They're just trying to make long contacts, and when they talk to somebody that they've talked to before, they have a little rag chew.
All right, I got to get myself even more in the habit of answering to the DX calls. Like, I heard that guy yesterday. I probably could have called him back, but he would just fade in and out. And I just didn't do it.
It's on the Worldwide DX.
eight or nine. It wasn't a whole bunch. I was really hoping to pick up, because I heard some guy from Germany call, and I couldn't get back with him, or he couldn't hear me, and then another guy from England I couldn't ever pick up. I don't know why. My signal just went going that direction, and I just happened to be able to hear him. I don't know. Like that guy in Germany that I was trying to answer, he didn't have anybody talking to him. I mean, it was just him calling CQ, and I tried to answer him, and I did it about three, maybe four times, and finally after that, I just gave up, because nobody was answering him. It wasn't like he wasn't hearing me.
And I saw one where he was, they was calling, and he would be talking to somebody, but I couldn't hear anybody else, it didn't say that he was doing split or anything, so I really didn't understand that one.
I've just been trying to be on the lookout or watch my, I can't think of it now, like a DX, money, whatever, and see if there's some interesting stations I can hear, see if my signal make it that far.
Making it that far? Just other people are covering you up.
Day, man, it was worse trying to make contact than it was during field day. And I realized they're across the pond a lot of times, but I don't know. It was just, it get annoying at times.
You get the lone operators that, you know, they're just calling out and it's not no big pilot.
Settings the same for DX as you would just normal talk, or do you change your bandwidth and your treble and bass and all that other stuff to try to bust pileups? You just use your normal setup.
Normal setup? I don't know about it.
I said it. Yeah, it's probably YouTube or something where a lot of people recommend, like, changing your bandwidth settings to mid or narrow for calling DX. I don't really quite grasp the I know it kind of cuts off some of the end of it, but I don't really grasp it yet. KO4CF.
Some stuff, you know, if I can't pull it out, I might try to, you know, change some stuff and pull it out, but I don't change any of my transmit settings.
Pull it in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73C. Hopefully y'all have a great day, and we'll holler at you maybe Monday morning. If not, I might try to text out, see if my mom's get on 80 or something to erect you this weekend. But hopefully y'all have a great weekend. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. Tomorrow's going to be reclaim the yard day.
Anyway, so I'll be doing that all day till the evening. So anyway, KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
Get that. I put my truck antenna on here. It's a little bit long for here than for the mount. I just wanted to try it to see if it worked any better, and it definitely works better than that. But I think it's because I got to go from the coax to a little adapter cable, and I think that's what the problem is.
Sounding good.
It works real good, and that even with the other antenna. Just the problem is the receive is real scratchy.
You'll get to work out. I know you will. You'll keep playing with it. You get it like you want.
That's the 55.1 miles per gallon.
Third world country.
Yeah, I didn't copy your last one. doing it, you know. They thought we were trying to give about 4 or 5 million illegals amnesty and that, and then make me and you pay have to prove we got insurance and that, and they give them insurance for free. It's like, really? And then they, I saw where they shot down, they wanted to make it where an illegal tried to get a gun, that they would notify ICE. And that, and Democrats shot that down, so it says they don't care if the illegals have guns, as long as the citizens don't.
But something, they try and do something, they, or banking on these illegals backing them.
Get enough votes in there so that they, you know, to make sure that they never lose control again.
I got a funny feeling they're going to get kicked out next year. Sunday, and then Monday we'll go to daylight savings time. Can do it to you, but I've got to hop off here just to show you how far behind I am. I'm fixing to do the apartments. So I will hopefully catch you this weekend, and we will definitely try and catch you on Monday. So you have a good one, and have a safe weekend. KM4 and AC, I'll be clear on your phone.
Yeah, you have a good one in that, and yeah, I'm almost here in a couple of minutes. I'll try to catch you this weekend. 73 KM4 TSW. I'm the only one left in here, KN4 TSW.
He told me to give me a cell phone. I couldn't answer. But, you know, I had to, but I did find the phone, believe it or not. It worked well. The old Motorola is what you're going to be hearing, which they work great. I got one comment, so we'll be able to extra speed, so you'll hear me. And also, my amateur transmitter, I got some wire. I'm going to see if I can't get the number. Get Hubble here, we'll pop it in. I've already got everything keyed to get to it. I'm going to see my brother with the antenna. If he doesn't, I'll stay away from the beginning of it. So, I'll get air on here again. So, hopefully you hear my last mile, and hopefully, I don't know if I'm in there or not.
Yeah, for that, Al. My
antenna
is pretty good. I got a mobile unit, and then I'm not receiving too well here lately.
That's the positive.